may be an ambassador to England or France. You may like to gamble, you might like to dance. You may be the heavyweight champion of the world. You may be a socialite with a long string of pearls, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. Yes, indeed, you're gonna have to serve somebody. Well, it may be the devil or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another Recovery Radio broadcast, recorded live at the Latal Recovery Center, downtown Moscow. Recovery Radio is an outreach of the Latal Recovery Community Center, located at 531 South Main Street, Suite B in Moscow. Phone number is 208-883-1045, and their hours are Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday and Sunday, noon to 1 for AA meetings. The web address is latalrecoverycenter.org. The email address is latalrecoverycenter@gmail.com, and you can also find them on Facebook and Twitter. Recovery Radio's mission, to share with our community how recovery from addiction and mental health issues affect us all, to make our community aware of the recovery resources available in our area, and to share the personal stories of people in recovery, highlighting their experiences, strengths, and hope for continuing in recovery. And with me today, I have Johnny, and he is going to go over the LRC calendar.
All right. Thank you, Denise. Yeah, I'm Radio Johnny, and here's a look at May at the Latah Recovery Center. Recovery coaching and peer support is online and by phone available. You can call to schedule, and that's every day and by appointment. Alcoholics Anonymous, live and on Zoom, happens every day at noon. Substance Addiction Support Group, weekdays at 6 p.m. Positive Affirmations, live and on Zoom, is Mondays from 1 to 2 and Wednesdays from 5 to 6. Vandal Recovery Student Center is open at St. Augustine's Church on the U of I campus, and that happens on Mondays from 1 to 3. AA Women's Meeting, live and on Zoom, is Mondays at 7:30 p.m. Adult Children of Alcoholics Women's Meeting is also on Mondays at 7:30 p.m. Recovery Peer Volunteer Meeting is the last Monday of every month at 6 p.m. Sexaholics Anonymous meets Monday, Tuesday, and Thursdays from 8:30 till 9:30 p.m. The LRC Board of Directors meeting meets on the second Tuesday of every month at 4 p.m. at the Recovery Center, and the public is invited to attend. Harm Reduction Safe Syringe Exchange supplies available. That's going to be happening on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 4 to 7 or by appointment. The Smart Recovery class is Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Free HIV and Hep C testing from North Idaho AIDS Coalition, and that's going to be happening on Wednesday, May 26th. Al-Anon Alive and on Zoom is Wednesdays at 1:15. Recovery Radio, hopefully you're listening to it right now, but it happens Thursdays at about 1 p.m. from KRFP. 90.3 FM here in Moscow, and you can live stream it from krfp.org, and you can also pick us up and past episodes on iTunes and Google Play. Life Skills Live and on Zoom is Fridays from 3 to 4 p.m. The Veterans Coffee and Bitch Sessions are back on, and those are happening on Fridays from 4 to 5 p.m. The All Recovery Meeting Live and on Zoom is Fridays from 5 to 5:45. Again, Al-Anon Live and on Zoom is Fridays at 8 p.m. The Moscow Friday Night AA Meeting is Fridays at 8 p.m. Learn How to Crochet and Calm Your Mind happens on the fourth Saturday of every month from 10 till noon, and that's strictly on Zoom. Another Smart Recovery is Saturdays from 6 to 7 p.m. The Substance Addiction Support Group also meets Saturdays at 7 p.m. Women Do Recover Together is Sundays at 3 p.m. Adult Children's of Alcoholics Mixed Group is Sundays from 5 to 6:30. And the Substance Addiction Support Group on Sundays meets at 7 p.m. And special announcement, the Sunday morning AA meeting that used to meet here at the Latah Recovery Center is now moving back to their original home at the Campus Christian Center on the U of I campus. Still at the same time, 9:30 Sunday mornings, and come on down if you want to get a little dose of recovery. And like I said, I am Radio Johnny, and I'm a grateful recovered alcoholic, recovered from a seemingly hopeless state of mind and body. And kick it back to you,
yeah,
Ms. Denise.
And I am Denise. I'm a grateful believer in Jesus, and I hold victory over addiction and struggle with codependency. And today, here in the studio, I have my friend Monty, and she is the co-facilitator of the newcomers class at Restoration Night at Real Life Church. Welcome, Monty. How are you doing?
Thank you, Denise. It's good to be here, and
so
I'm doing
here.
Great. I'm glad to be here with you and John. It's a privilege,
yes,
actually, and an honor.
I was hoping you could tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I am in recovery still from different things because I've found that there's many facets of recovery. You work on one and then you may discover another. I first came to Celebrate Recovery, which is a recovery system that's based on 12 steps but biblically principled and Christ-centered. I came to that recovery group when I lived in California. It was because my husband was an alcoholic, and I was enabling him. I was codependent in that situation. I found that I needed to go to a recovery group so that I could get support, work on myself, not just point fingers at him. And so looking at I had questions. Why did I choose that man? Why am I staying? Should I leave? What do I do? And I had three children at the time. So I started Celebrate Recovery, and then I stopped and went another couple of years as he stopped drinking. He went into some programs, and so I stopped thinking, oh, everything's going to be okay. And then we had another baby, and then I ended up going back. So it was actually way back I started to go to Al-Anon. Then finding 5 years ago that I started to go to CR, I discovered that there were areas in myself that I needed to work on. I was still in denial about an abortion that I had, and was not able to talk about it to anybody. But I've found courage through Celebrate Recovery and realizing that there's a lot of people that are afraid to talk about those, that kind of issue, that Celebrate Recovery helped me to be able to come out, because in Celebrate Recovery, there is a real, that confidentiality is very stressed, so that you have come to a safe place, and then you find friends, really wonderful friends, that, you know, you're going to know for a lifetime because you've been real with them. They value that, and I value the realness in them. I just am so grateful for Celebrate Recovery, and let me explain to you a little bit, to you all out there, a little bit about what Celebrate Recovery and Restoration Night is at Real Life Church in Moscow on Thursday nights at 6:25. If you go there, you're going to find that when you ask, how are you, people will actually give you an answer. A little different than just a regular meeting at church. So it was very nice and refreshing to find that I wasn't alone. There were other people hurting, other people celebrating things that are happening in their lives because of their growth. So I did start with the Celebrate Recovery 12-step program. They have step studies, and was able to open up and understand what issues I had. I had financial issues. I needed to have better communication with my children. my husband at the time was still drinking and or had returned to it. And so I was trying to find out how I could best help myself and also look after the kids and help and support him in a way that was really supportive and not just, you know, trying making my feeble effort, but finding a way that, you know, I either would, am I enabling him or am I helping him? So it's it took a while for me to, I did several step studies and I found that I was making great friends. Their progress was going. I found that with Celebrate Recovery, which is a healing program, that not everybody heals at the same time. People heal at different times in different ways. And their process in healing is individual, just like our fingerprints. Everybody heals differently. And sometimes, I always thought that time always heals, but it doesn't. Sometimes time buries things, and you have it deep within you, but you're not healed from it, and you're actually in denial that it even exists, some hurt. In going to CR, I was able to step out of denial and into the light, and on several, many issues, I'm still finding, which is interesting. And so I'm getting to know myself, and I'm getting to know who I am in God. And that's wonderful. I'm most interested in how God can use me. So I told you what CR is. Restoration Night is an umbrella. Sherry and Mike Hall have organized for 15 years. They've been working with Celebrate Recovery, and then just this year they've broadened it to include other programs such as Genesis Process, Boundaries Class, Conquerors Class, which is learning about purifying sexual ideologies and thinking. There's a lot of people in the community that may be troubled with pornography or something like that. And so Conqueror Series helps those people and other people with different sexual issues. So even that's there. We have marriage counseling, and that's Thursday nights. But marriage counseling, it's kind of it's a series. We don't have counselors there telling people how to recover. We want people to become the managers of their own recovery styles and systems. So we give you tools. Sherry, as the pastor of Restoration at Real Life, she's very caring and compassionate to make sure that everybody that comes there is welcomed, whether you're a believer or not, and that confidentiality is upheld to the utmost. We don't tolerate people that are unconfidential in being there, and that's very important. Very important for people to feel safe. So that's on Thursday nights. Now, if you want counseling, Sherry says that, you know, yes, go by all means, get counseling. This isn't a closed program. You can, you know, go from this program to any other program you want to go to. So it's an open program. So that's what it is. And who it's for? It's for every different hurt, somebody who's been hurt, a hurt habit or a hang-up. No, people can go there because they're depressed, because they feel isolated, because of loss, because of death, because of life, because of everyday conflicts. There's nothing off limit to people going. And even if you think you don't need it, you may find that there's something there that can help you, or that you'll learn how to interact with other people better. I know that before I went to CR, maybe I wasn't such a good listener, and now I'm finding that I'm becoming a better listener all the time, which makes me a better friend and a better worker and more successful. So being a good listener is a tool that you learn in CR. Child care is provided. We have a regular meeting that starts at 6:25 and goes to about 7:15, and then we break for a few minutes for people to go get coffee, whatever, and then we go into the different classes. And by the way, every other week is you either have a testimony given, and this is not everybody has to give a testimony. This is a choice. Some people choose to do this, as I have, because I wanted to. But nobody says you have to do that there. You have a testimony given by somebody, and it can be dealing with all any issue you can think of, divorce, whatever. Some people have been in abusive situations, and they're able to talk about it. So you have a testimony one night, and the next week you have a lesson. And the lesson comes out of the 8 principles of recovery. What is it? Who is it for? Anyone and everyone. It's great. And even they do even have children's programs that they're trying to establish more leaders for. If you're interested in becoming a leader by going through these the 12-step program, it enables you to be able to become a leader if that's something that you'd like to do in some way to serve. There, let's see. I'm trying to think if there's anything.
I was going to throw in that they have the restoration CR stuff for teens and for grade schoolers. So basically, you know, from I know kindergarten, first grade, I forget what age level. I want to say it's like 6 and older.
Mm-hmm.
And they go all the way up through high school.
Yes.
So the middle school and the high schoolers get to sit in on that first part where it's a testimony or a lesson or a step study graduation. And then they go into their own age group and they have a lesson too. So that's really neat.
Mm-hmm. For the teens, it's called The Landing. Mm-hmm. And so we're trying to get that going. So that's something that we're going to be probably instituting in the near future.
Nice.
I just wanted to read the guidelines that when we go into the new member class, we emphasize these guidelines because as you go into these groups, first of all, you don't have to give your last name. First name is fine. And the following 5 guidelines will ensure that your group is a safe place. And here they are. 1 is keep your sharing focused on your own thoughts and feelings. 2, there's no crosstalk, so we don't have people talking to each other. Oh, I understand. I get how you feel. You know, I understand that. No, we don't do that. We listen to each other. We're here to support one another, not fix one another. And anonymity and confidentiality are basic requirements. That's 4. 5, offensive language has no place in this recovery group. Those are the guidelines for every meeting. Anything you'd like to ask you guys?
Well, I'll jump in here for a second. The idea of anonymity and, you know, being able to use your first name and establish a little bit of anonymity, you know, that is so important in recovery.
Mm-hmm.
The Alcoholics Anonymous, the name of the organization, well, actually, it's the name of the book, but the organization stole it, is so important so that people aren't judged outwardly by I'm Joe Blow, I'm the mayor of whatever. Mm-hmm. It eliminates people's station in life, you know, any stigma that might go along with people knowing that you're working in recovery, because it's really strange. People will look at you in a different light. You know, when my friends found out I was in recovery, and when I say friends, I mean people I grew up with, you know, and this is at age 35, they're like, what, you're in recovery? You're never gonna have any fun again. I said, I know that, but I'm willing to take that risk at this point. But even just tiny amount of stigma of them not knowing who's this guy? What's this guy going to be like going forward?
I'm pretty sure that you and I had enough fun lifetime, and that fun now is actually so much better.
Yeah, it is.
We don't pick up any misdemeanors or felonies in our fun nowadays.
That's right. That's right. It's not a requirement. It used
right?
to be.
No, I mean, yeah.
The old joke about a friend will come and get you out of jail, but a real friend will be sitting next to you going,
oh,
man,
no.
We screwed up.
Oh, no.
So anyway, that's, yeah.
Oh, and our families like us a bit more now, huh?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Well, they're willing to speak to us now.
Right. That's right. Yeah, good relationships.
And they're not worried to death constantly about, you know, what's going to happen next or when they're going to get that phone call that nobody wants, that you're in the hospital or worse yet, the morgue. Because that's the path I was headed down. I think that's really important that people hear that really clearly, that you can go in there, You don't have to worry about people judging you. You don't have to worry about people outing you out in public. That's all key. I mean, I've been in the Alcoholics Anonymous program for a long time. And honestly, you can't swing a dead cat in this town. That's a weird saying. Anyway,
you're swinging, Johnny's swinging dead cats. I don't know. I'm
doing it again. Anyway, I can hardly go anywhere in town where I don't see somebody I know from the program. And it's usually, you know, never more than just, hi, how you doing? Passing. And it's a lot easier than you would imagine to maintain anonymity. So anyway, I've prattled on long enough about that, but I think that's a real key issue for a lot of people who want to get help, but are frightened.
Well, and it's also a lot about, you know, working on your own stuff and not getting into what everyone else is doing. I mean, I find I stay pretty busy keeping track of my thoughts and my actions and my feelings and my behaviors and working on myself. So that when people share, it helps remind me that we're all, we all struggle with some things. It helps me with compassion and things.
And people come to the program and they may be totally depressed and they're not talking about it. And they may not talk about it for months and just keep attending. Mm-hmm. But at some point they open up. Yeah. It's so vital that we acknowledge the, you know, mental health issues that are surrounding us, especially with COVID and all of this ring-a-roll that's happening, that we have people isolated. And we need an outreach, and we need them to be able to come to some place to share what's going on in their lives and a safe place. So I'm just grateful for Celebrate Recovery. And like I said, I had not spoken about the abortion that I experienced and that I did. I had not admitted that. And I think that I was just praying that that would help somebody out there, you know, that had been keeping.
What did that do for you when you were able to share that?
When I was able to share in my testimony about abortion experience, it helped me to realize that no sin is greater than another. This is just one of those things that I could have made another choice that would have been life-giving. So what it did for me is it kind of helped me to know the limits of me as a human being and what God, his plan is for us and why it's important to follow his way.
Thanks for sharing.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I absolutely understand the idea of, you know, making bad decisions or making decisions that I later regretted. You know, it's a real common thing in the life of an alcoholic. But I think everybody, you know, occasionally will make a bad decision, you know, whether it's regarding money, you know, who really needs a 85-inch big screen TV in their one-bedroom apartment. Mm-hmm. You know, that might be a bad decision, or it might just be a decision you make about a relationship. You know, whether, you know, this is the right person for you or whether you're clouded by lustful feelings or just enamored of somebody's status. Shaky decisions are pretty common.
Mm-hmm. The wonderful thing about recovery for everybody out there and for us in this room to think about is that as we recover, we can be closer to God. The journey in recovery is really a journey to God. It's kind of a discipleship program, really. We find our shortcomings, we find our strengths, we find our weaknesses, and we look at ourselves. And taking a look at ourselves, you know, thinking God made us, and he made each person so beautiful, you know, this really is a celebration. I'm just grateful that, you know, that I'm willing to look at myself and willing to say, God, what do you think? What do I need to do?
Right, help me out here. I don't know what to do.
And it's just one thing at a time. One day at a time, I have to say that. One day at a time. Mm-hmm. One moment at a time. you can't do it all at once. No. It's a process.
So I was gonna ask. So Restoration Night starts on Thursday nights at 6:25. So you come and you're greeted and you go into the auditorium, you sit down and you do that first part that you explained. And then so for the newcomers class that you co-facilitate, can you tell us about that? Because that starts up right after that first like half an hour or so.
Yeah, for those that are new to Restoration Night to Celebrate Recovery, Restoration Night is the umbrella over the Celebrate Recovery and all the other programs that are involved for recovery. I myself am doing a boundary class right now. The newcomer class is for anyone that has not been to Restoration Night before at Real Life in Moscow. So it's a place for you to go to focus again back on those guidelines that I mentioned a little while ago about keep your sharing focused on your own self. And they explain those things, those guidelines about anonymity. They explain that. So each person that goes is reminded that this is to be confidential. What goes on here stays here. Mm-hmm. And so that's a reminder. They also remind people about just how the program works and the different aspects, and even go over the recovery principles and explain those steps, those 12 steps of recovery. The difference with CR is that we have 8 principles based on the Beatitudes. And one is realize I'm not God. I admit that I am powerless to control my tendency to do the wrong thing and that my life is unmanageable, for example. So there's 7 other principles that are involved in that. And also the newcomer class explains about the 12 steps, what those are comprised of. One example of that is, number 1, we admitted we were powerless over our addictions and compulsive behaviors, that our lives have become unmanageable. For I know that good itself does not dwell in me, that is in my sinful nature. For I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out. Romans 7:18. Those guidelines and principles and steps are looked at in the newcomer group. And then you'll have a chance to share, if you want to, that night in the newcomers class. And it also helps to define all the classes, all the different programs that you can choose to take if you wanted to go enroll in any of the classes, or if you wanted to go into the STEP program, the recovery program based on the 8 principles and Beatitudes in the Celebrate Recovery. So you can decide. And if you can't make up your mind, you can always go into the mixed group. There's a mixed group for men that night, and there's a mixed group for women that night. And so you can choose to go to either one of those classes. And then there's also, you could choose to go at the right time. You can choose a step study, and they open up every so often.
And
so,
what does a mixed issues group look like? How is that run?
Okay, a mixed issue group is, okay, whether you go to the man's mixed issue or the woman's mixed issue, there will be other people in the room, and they will take turns speaking, sharing, if they want to. You can say pass if you don't feel like sharing. You don't have to share. But if you do choose to share, you share, and then it goes to the next person. There's usually a time limit for sharing so that everyone can have a time to share so that we can all have our say. That's all anonymous as well.
That's great.
Do you engage in those sharing? Is there like a topic that people throw out, or is it pretty much this is what's going on with me right now?
Yes, there is a topic, but you can share what's going on with you if you want to do that. Or they might say, what do you think about denial in your life? Or they may ask you, what have you learned in the last month or so about yourself? Or what's something that you'd want to share of some victory in your life? You know, something like that. So that people can choose to talk about something that's pressing on them. Or if they don't really have anything really pressing that they want to share, they can share about anything.
And why don't we take a short break right now, get a drink of water, and we'll come back and we'll talk a little bit more with Monet and Ms. Denise and Monet. Monet, okay. Not Monet.
Monet is fine. Monet. I like Monet. It's fine. I love it.
Okay. Whoever she is sitting across the desk from me, and we'll be right back after a little music here.
You may be an ambassador to England or France. You may like to gamble. You might like to dance. You may be the heavyweight champion of the world. You may be a socialite with a long string of pearls. But you're gonna have to serve somebody. Yes, indeed, you're gonna have to serve somebody. Well, it may be the devil or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. Maybe a rock and roll addict dancing on the stage. Money, drugs at your command, women in a cage. You may be a businessman or some high degree thief. They may call you doctor or they may call you chief. You're gonna have to serve somebody. Yes, you are. You're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Well, it may be the devil or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
It may be a state trooper. It may be a young Turk. Maybe the head of some bigger TV network. You may be rich or poor, you may be blind or lame, maybe living in another country under another name, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. Yes, you are, you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Well, it may be the devil, or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. Maybe a construction worker working on a home. Might be living in a mansion. You might live in a dome. You may own guns and you may even own tanks. You may be somebody's landlord. You may even own banks. But you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve
yes,
somebody.
You're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve
You're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
You may be a preacher, preacher, spiritual pride. Maybe a city councilman taking bribes on the side. Maybe working in a barber shop, you may know how to cut hair. And maybe somebody's mistress, maybe somebody's heir. But you're gonna have to serve somebody. Yes, you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Well, it may be the devil, or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Might like to wear cotton, might like to wear silk, might like to drink whiskey, might like to drink milk. Might like to eat caviar, you might like to eat bread. Maybe sleeping on the floor, sleeping in a king-size bed. But you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve
yes, indeed,
somebody.
You're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Well, it may be the devil, or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. Bobby, or you may call me Zimmy. You may call me RJ. You may call me Ray. You may call me anything. No matter what you say, you're still gonna have to serve somebody.
to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Well, it may be the devil, and it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody.
And we are back on KRFP 90.3, beautiful Moscow, Idaho, and you're listening to Recovery Radio. I'm Johnny, she's Denise, and Mani is in the studio with us today. And I'll throw it back over to you, Denise.
So I was going to say that Johnny helped me with a dream of having my name be Star from when I was like in elementary school or kindergarten or something like that. So, you know, Mani, if you like Monet, then... Well, I'm sure we can figure it out. We'll make it your radio name or something. It is a pretty, they're both pretty names. So during the break, we were talking about how, you know, I could share a little bit on my experiences with CR and Restoration Night. I started attending CR a while back, I think maybe 7 years ago. And then there was a little bit of a break because I was going to NA and doing my two-year program and things like that. And then I started attending CR again after... receiving some counseling from Sherry Hall. But yeah, boy, to narrow it down in just a few minutes, I'm just going to jump forward and say that I'm now on the leadership team, and I'm currently facilitating a Genesis process, which is a change group. It's a six-month commitment, and we meet every week, and we work on a process. And it's really about, you know, identifying what's still going on in your life that you don't want to do, whether that's a thought process or what do we call those, our character defects and things, you know, like it can be whatever you're needing to work on. And so we meet each week and we work through those processes. And what's really neat about it, because my last 6 months of, you know, facilitating this class has been really crazy. I've had lots of personal things going on. My mom has had a stroke and seizures and just all sorts of things. And so I got to say, it's been really hard, you know, emotionally and physically and things. But to come each week and to meet up with the ladies in the Genesis process and also to attend Restoration Night has really been what's helped fill me back up again, the support and the accountability to keep me on track. I feel loved. You know, there's people I can talk to, because by myself dealing with these kinds of things, boy, that could be a serious train wreck, honestly. I mean, I'm stepping up to the plate in so many areas that I've never had to do before, where I'm now the caretaker helping my mom with things. And I mean, I love her dearly, and I'm truly blessed that I'm in recovery today and that I'm available emotionally and physically to be able to have this relationship with my mom and be there for her, just as she has been for me all of my life. And so I'm really grateful for all the work that I've done in recovery to get to this point. I'm very grateful to CR and Restoration Night for being there to support me in my journey and my growth and being able to work on the things that I want to work on, because I want better relationships with my family and my kids and the community and just joy. I'm experiencing joy in my life, and I really appreciate that. So that's what I've got. Thanks for letting me share.
And I'm going to throw in just a couple of words here that, you know, over the last 3 years that we've been doing this program, I've seen growth in you that is, to me, very impressive. I've watched people in recovery over years and years, and it's pretty rare that somebody comes along that is as inspired and inspirational as you. So give yourself a pat on the back. Thanks, Star.
Johnny. Thanks, Johnny.
I call her Star.
He does. I just love it. You know, it was an idea of a name back when I was really young, and I mentioned it to him once, and then here we are. Yep. So thanks for helping out little 5-year-old Denise.
Yeah, there you go.
Have the name that she wanted.
You got to bring her into the present.
Right.
Healthy.
Yeah.
And make her healthy.
Right,
I
exactly.
Thank Denise too, because when I first came to this program up here in Moscow, Denise was one of the people that was very welcoming and assuring and encouraging, and I just really appreciate that. Thank you, Denise.
Thank you, and I appreciate that we can all be real and, yeah, be a part of each other's lives.
Well, I I was wondering about for the children out there to make sure that they know, the parents out there, that we have a place for children on Thursday night and different ages. So as young as three is fine. So the kids love coming to their special programs. They really do. Going forward with this, I was thinking about what do I need to mention. Well, the program grows with you. As you grow, the program grows. I may like to go back and take another step study at some point because that's really a nice way to get to know friends and get to know people and find a sponsor. We didn't talk about sponsorship, and I should get to that as well. But going forward, it grows with you. So as far as sponsor and sponsorship goes, if you've gone through the step study, you are eligible to become somebody's sponsor, but you can. You always have accountability partners, people that you call, that you trust, that are confidential, that you can call when you're feeling a moment of weakness or a moment of depression or a moment of that you can call to get inspiration and encouragement from. So those are accountability partners, like friends, like coach, you know, like people that would go to the gym with you and work out with you.
Peer support.
Peer support. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And then there's also sponsor support. So you are free to choose a sponsor, and it's recommended that you do. As you get to know people there, it may take a little while for you to kind of think, who I want to ask to be my sponsor, but you can ask someone, and if they have time and don't have too much on their plate, they will say yes. If they have maybe, you know, because some people may have six sponsees. We don't know, so because they don't share that information. So you ask, and then also at some point you may find that you are going to be a sponsor, maybe if you want to, for someone else. I happen to have two sponsees, and I am sponsored by two sponsors, one in California where I left, mm-hmm. and one here in Moscow. So
nice.
That's my story. Mm-hmm. Going forward, right now, I'm taking, having gone through the step studies several times, I've chosen to do a boundaries class with my husband, and who is in recovery now.
Yay!
Okay. But anyway, we're working together. We're doing the boundary class, and that's been wonderful. And it's been helping us with communication with our kids, so that's great.
I was going to ask you a question about the newcomers that you facilitate. Mm-hmm. And now that, I think you said it's like a half-hour program in mm-hmm. the beginning.
Yes.
And then basically you kick people out into the other groups at that time.
Yeah, we take them to where the mixed issue groups are.
And Johnny's just brutal. He just, you know, throws people around. Just
that's
kidding.
Right. That's right.
Yes, so she will give you a choice and walk you to the right door if you choose.
But I'm sorry. I'm just used to brutal AA. Here you go.
I know.
Sit down. We're going to tie you to a tree until you sober up. Well, that's what they did to me. I don't know.
You were like, I'm contagious.
But that's what it
that's
took.
That's what it took, yeah.
So, yeah, and right now, a fellow by the name of Jeff is leading a newcomer class for me while I do the boundaries class, so I kind of have been given a reprieve for a little bit, mm-hmm. and then, but I'm ready to step in if he needs me there, and then after my boundary class, I may do leadership on another type of class mm-hmm. I'm considering.
We've actually interviewed Jeff. Before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, he was
here
with
one of our guests,
Genevieve,
a while back. Maybe we should tap him to come back and talk about what's going on.
Yeah, so we did invite him today, but he was busy because work is booming.
Right. And that's fine. But I'll have you work on your mom guilt and see if you can't talk him into it.
Because there's a certain kind of look that like us parents have that we can be like, hey, you need to make time to come. And, I mean, I'm not his mom, but I'm just saying, like...
Right,
had to clarify that. I mean, I do have a 32-year-old daughter, but, you know,
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right.
It'd be wonderful for you to have Mike and Sherry Hall on.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. And they've been with us before too. Actually, we had Sherry on.
Sherry has, right, but Mike hasn't. Boy, oh.
And there's some
there
new
we go.
Things. Yeah, new things coming up.
Yep. Might have to drag him on.
As leaders in Celebrate Recovery Restoration Night, we do training, by the way. They have us in training one Sunday afternoon a month. We pray together. We address issues that could be better for people attending. Once a year, we have a retreat.
I was going to say the once a month Sundays is about the really great food and the people, because I'm a people person. You know, that whole, like, are you an introvert, extrovert?
Yeah.
Right. And I saw pictures from the retreat last summer, and it looked like it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I think we've had people, like, join to be leaders so that they could go to that. And we're doing it again this year. Like, hey, how do I get to go on that fun trip? Well, let me tell you about that.
I want to say that the church at Real Life, they've been very supportive of this program. I just really admire it when pastors and their wives will actually attend and see what it's about, and they are.
Yeah.
And so that's a really good sign that it's an open thing and not a closed system, but it's open to people. And you could come with any issue, and or come without an issue. Just enjoy.
That's great.
Well, you know what? We're just about right up against the clock here, so I think it's time to wind it up. I'm going to say thank you, Moni, for coming in today and letting me mess your name up multiple times.
It's Moni.
Moni, see, again.
Yeah, it's okay.
I like Monet.
You know.
It's the Mo.
You know what it is? This is crazy, because usually it's me, because I struggle with vowels and all the things. Anyways, it's a real thing. But so this is like one of the first times. Yeah.
Yeah.
There we go. You're special.
You're special now.
You are.
You'll always be money.
He's making me feel
a
little bit better.
Now too.
You do. You get a nickname now. He's making me feel better, because usually it's me. It was the last one, the last gal we interviewed. I had a hard time with her last name.
Yeah.
That was rough.
Wasmith.
Yeah, Wasmith. Dee
Dee.
Yeah.
Poor Dee Dee.
Love Dee Dee, and I've known her for a long time, but I have a hard time pronouncing her last name.
It's hard to read. It looks weird. But so thank you, Moni, and thank you, Denise, and we'll wrap it up now. And
thank you.
If you're out there wondering about recovery, you've got some options. And if you think you have a problem with alcohol or drugs or mental health issues, you do. We'll be right back.
Supposed to make mistakes.